Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing, your local coastal brewery. Independently brewing since 1996. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
Hi, Daily Ticker time, brought to you as always by our good friends at Pelican Brewing. They bring you today's Daily Ticker. Four locations along the Oregon coast. Fly over to a Pelican location. Enjoy epic views and local brews all year long. Pelican Brewing looks forward to seeing you at the coast.
Hey, that's the right music.
We got the right music. Corn Pop got the job done. I want to talk Oregon-UCLA. They play tonight. College hoops, Ducks back in action. We got to start, though, with the little cuties. I want a scouting report. How did the game go? What time did you get home? As our good buddy Tyson Alger joining us now, the I-5 corridor. You can give him a follow on Twitter, at Tyson Alger. How'd the game go? How'd you play last night, Tyson?
The game went okay. We lost 2-1. It was the second game of the season playing the defending champs. It was a good game, which made it a frustrating game. And I mean, I'm going to be honest, guys. Like, you're sitting there on the bench and you're focused in the third period, but all that's popping up in my head is, what am I going to say about Jackson Shellstad tomorrow on 1080 The Fan at 8:30 in the morning? So, you know, it's just hard to have your mind in two different places.
A fun fact about your rec league men's hockey team that you guys take very seriously. I still have, from about 5 years ago.
You get your little cuties sweatshirt still?
I still have a little cuties t-shirt, and I still like wearing it. One, because the material. Two, it fits me like a glove.
Yeah.
But I still get people that come up all the time and, excuse me, are those little oranges on your shirt? And I said, they're little cuties, actually. And then they ask me, and I said, well, it's a legendary hockey team. And then that's all I tell them, and
that's
I walk
it.
Away.
That's it. You guys sell that merch online anywhere? Can people go buy the little cuties merch?
Actually, we do, and we just had a new merch drop. So maybe we have to get you guys outfitted in some new gear.
I think we need some new gear, man. Well, you can blame us for the loss last night. That's fine. I call it bad coaching, but that's okay. We'll take the blame for the 2-1 loss in game two. What do we make of Oregon, Tyson? They're at UCLA tonight, so it's a Pac-12 / Big Ten matchup, which is still very weird. The loss in Minnesota over the weekend, they played a lot of close games that they seemingly pull out at the end, but sometimes late in that Minnesota game, especially some of the late possessions weren't great. What have you made just kind of watching Oregon and the way they've developed this year?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, it's been a weird team because for the first time in what feels like years, that like they actually put together a strong enough non-conference schedule where we're not necessarily like sweating all these losses like we might have been the last couple seasons, where it's like, oh gosh, they're going to have to win the whole conference tournament to get into the league or to get into the NCAA tournament. But yeah, like this is a really weird Oregon team. Like they're pretty darn good at playing up with their backs up against the wall. They've had, I think, like 5 or 6 games where they've come back from behind after halftime and come back to win. And outside of that Minnesota game, they've actually been fairly good on the road. But it's just, you know, they're not deep enough scoring wise to have a guy or two go cold. They're decent defensively, but this is one of the worst rebounding teams that Dana Altman's had in quite some time. And I think that's kind of just where they fall behind. It's if the shooters aren't hot, they just don't generate the second or third chance opportunity points that they might have in past years. So it's one of those things where you still look at their overall record, and I think, what are they at, like 4 or 5 losses right now? In past years, they've probably been at the 7 or 8 marker at this point.
Yeah.
They have a lot of quality wins. I know it's this newfangled NCAA talk, but I believe it's quadrant one wins is what we're talking about now, and the Ducks have actually racked those up. So it's a weird situation because they started really great, and I feel like they've been going through this lull. And outside of this UCLA game, like, things are about to start getting really tough. Turns out the Big Ten Conference likes playing basketball, and you still have the likes of Michigan State, Michigan, Wisconsin coming up here in February. So it's one of those things where, like, yes, right now on January 30th, they're sitting okay. But this next, like, 3 or 4 week stretch is really going to kind of determine not only seeding for the Big Ten Conference, but just how comfortable the Ducks are going into that thing.
I think a good poll question would be, do you have to be at least 78 to use the term newfangled? I think that was a great poll by you. Your piece on January 20th, I thought it was really good in highlighting the Purdue game, which I watched most of the first half live, and then I had to watch on the DVR the second half. But I left the first half going, Purdue missed all their shots. They're barely trailing. This is not going to end well. And I came home and found out it did not end well. Altman said after the game they're poorly coached, to which I like that you were like, nah, we know you're a good coach. Like, it's not a coach thing. And that the arena felt like an airport at times, which we've talked about on this show. But I am curious. They're taking on a UCLA team whose own coach said they're soft, called them out. They're not having a great year by their standards. What you make of the matchup, and who is the second guy on the Ducks in the years past of good Oregon teams, I feel like we could pinpoint 2 to 3 guys that we consistently felt like we'd tab. Who is the second? If Shellstad's not having a good game, who is the guy to carry the torch for them in those moments?
Yeah, you know, it's evolved into Nate Biddle, but also Nate Biddle's not your traditional, like, depend on this guy to go out and fill up the stat sheet, sort of from an offensive standpoint. I mean, he is averaging, I think, 12.9 points per game, and he's been really, really necessary, especially with the departure of Enfali Dante. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of the problem for the Ducks, is they just don't have that consistent third guy. I mean, like, you could swap around, like, TJ Bamba, Brandon Angel, and Keyshawn Bartholomew, but it's kind of, it's almost like you're flipping a coin as to which one of those guys are going to be consistent and sort of output that Dana Altman can rely on. And so, you know, it's just, again, this is an Oregon team where if things line up, I think they can be really good, but it's not a team that has a whole lot of wiggle room to it. And so it's interesting, kind of the contrast of, you know, Cronin and Altman talking about, like, their struggles this year, where Altman's all ready to just blame it on himself and say they're a poorly coached team, whereas I think it was a couple weeks ago when Cronin was just basically touting his accomplishments at, you know, I've won this, these kids don't follow. So it's just contrasting styles, which I think is fascinating too, that they've kind of flipped a little bit. UCLA isn't playing great ball. Oregon is playing, when UCLA made the Final Four a few years ago, and back then I remember UCLA was playing in the Portland regional of the NCAA tournament. I remember watching Cronin and just thinking, like, boy, this guy really runs a tight ship. Like, this team has direction. This team knows what it's doing. And it's pretty drastic to see that kind of fall apart a little bit over the last few years. Maybe it's a coach that his voice just isn't falling correctly in their locker room, but it's just, UCLA is a weird team. They're not nearly as disciplined as you would think they are. And, you know, I think this is one of those games where Oregon's going to try to keep them below 70. That's Dane Altman's magic number. He thinks that if they can keep teams below 70, they have a chance, except for if it's Purdue, because Purdue was really good at winning a fight in a phone booth.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, it's a weird season. I still watch a lot of these conference games, and I'm saying that in air quotes, because it still doesn't feel normal. I mean, I don't know if you guys watched that Minnesota game, but it's really hard to kind of, you know, get into the college basketball season's already hard enough to find the rhythm of, especially when you have a good football team that extends into January and you're just trying to get your feet set. And it just has a even more of a weird feeling to this season, I think, than the football run through the Big Ten.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you there. I had that Minnesota Maryland game, or Wisconsin Maryland, whatever it was, last night. I'm like, I should care about this, but it doesn't matter to me. And I don't know how long that'll take to feel normal, but maybe eventually we'll get there. There's nobody better locally covering the sports scene. Timbers, Ducks, Beavers, everybody involved. i5corridor.com, at Tyson Alger on Twitter. Go give them a follow. Kind enough to wake up this morning after a late night on the ice last night.
Be better.
Let's get a better effort from the little cuties next time, okay? And hopefully next time we try and book you, it won't be after an 11 o'clock hockey game. Thanks for getting up with us, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. Take care.
There you go. Tyson Alger, the I-5 Corridor. Oregon at UCLA tonight. Some final thoughts on that. We'll wrap up the show, and we will do that coming up next. The Daily Ticker, as always, is brought to you by our great friends at Pelican Brewing. 4 locations along the Oregon coast. Fly over to a Pelican location. Enjoy the epic views, local brews all year long. Pelican Brewing looks forward to seeing you at the coast. A great spot for a Valentine's Day getaway. If you're looking for a romantic beach getaway, woo-hoo, buddy, go get some good Pelican brews.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.